Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He's sway nice. I said, yo, brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking at me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
What goes on? What goes on? Well,
live from San Antonio, it's the Pick and Row Show. He's Pick, I'm Row. You ready, Pick?
Yes, Row.
All right, man. How's it going?
Chilling, bro.
Chilling like a villain?
Chilling like a villain.
I keep saying that.
Chilling like a villain. Yeah, you use the same line every week.
Yeah, how's...
They're probably tired of it.
Yeah, probably are. How's your night going?
It's day going good.
Yeah. I haven't seen you in a while.
We were just at the Spurs
game. I know, we were just there.
we just saw me at the Spurs game together.
Good looking out. Shout out to Jordan.
Yeah, good looking out, Jordan. My buddy Jordan from Michigan works for the Spurs. Hooked us up with some better seats than we had. So
why you gonna dog me out like that, man? Come on.
I'm just saying. I mean, he hooked us up, right?
He did.
Yeah, I mean, he works for them, so he does. Yeah, they can be better seats. Shoot.
Shout out to Jordan. Thank you.
You know, got some better viewpoints, vantage points.
It was a great vantage point. Yeah. For many, everyone else.
Thank you, Jordan. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Go Spurs, go.
That's right.
Okay, just before we get started real quick, we are on social media. We are a weekly podcast that's available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Please rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell anybody out there that listens to podcasts, tell them about our great, awesome show, because Pick and I are awesome people. We know our sports. Anyway.
Awesome.
Follow us on Twitter at Pick and Row Show. We have quite a few followers. I did want to mention here, we have 400 followers now on Twitter.
400?
400.
400.
400.
400?
400.
Okay.
400. I was going to say it in Spanish, but I couldn't remember.
400? Cool. 400. Thank y'all for following
us. Thank you very much.
I think it's like all the same person. I think I
probably
did like 399 profiles of myself. following myself.
I do want to take the time to shout out at podunderground.net podunderground.com for their continued support and their reviews on our podcast. We really, really appreciate it. Follow us on Periscope, where we do the occasional live broadcast at Pick and Row Show, and on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show. We also have a Facebook page if you can take the time to check it out, and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we have our...
What?
Fourth official guest.
Fourth guest.
Fourth.
One, two, three, four.
Fourth.
Yes. And it's...
Who's our special guest today?
The one and only... Roel Santos Sr.
Papi Santos.
Gafa Santos.
Papa Santos. Daddy Santos.
Yes, my mentor, my inspiration, my best friend, or one of my, the guy I look up to. He's my pal.
All right.
Thank you. It's an honor to be invited to be your guest.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this so far. I enjoyed the game.
Yeah, it was a good game, yeah.
And, I brought my Converse tennis shoes because I figured they might need an extra fifth man.
That's right. That's right.
So I brought my Converse.
The sixth man.
Low top.
Off the bench.
Yeah.
With the Chuck Taylors.
Yeah. Too bad they didn't call me though. But,
yeah.
I was ready.
He was ready.
Yeah.
He was. Did you see him? He was stretching out.
He was stretching out.
He was doing those calisthenics. Yeah,
he was relaxed actually in there.
Well, when you get as old as I am, it takes a little longer to warm up.
Yeah. We get that. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. So you enjoyed the game?
I enjoyed the game, yes.
How many games you been to?
I've been, so far, the last time, I think it's been a total of 4 NBA, Spur games that I've been to. The first game was in 1974 when the Iceman, George Gervin, played. I saw him in Corpus Christi. Then I saw them again in Edinburgh with the late Pistol Pete.
Pistol, is that when they had baskets instead of nets or what?
Times are hard, brother.
It was the ABA.
Yeah, but we improvised. They had the old ABA red, white, and blue ball.
Oh, yeah, man. Back then, yeah. Because the ABA and NBA, they formed together like in the 70s, right?
70s,
right.
But he went to an ABA game. That's pretty cool.
I went to 2 ABA games.
Oh, 2 ABA games.
Who's the name of the teams?
Spirit of St. Louis.
Spirit of St. Louis.
And the New Orleans Jazz.
New Orleans Jazz, where Utah came from. Right.
They moved to Utah where they don't like that's jazz music. Cool.
And the last, the game before this one, I was...
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It was New Jersey Nets.
No, you saw the Detroit Pistons.
Okay.
Pistons. Oh, that was last week.
This was Pistons and Spurs 1997.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang.
Grant Hill had a triple-double that night.
G-Hizzy?
Yep.
Yeah, Grant Hill's a beast.
We went to that game. That was the first Spurs game I ever went to. It was with my pops.
You seen Grant Hill's wife, though?
She's Tamia. Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she is.
His father was a great football player.
Oh, yeah, Calvin Hill.
Calvin Hill, yeah. Calvin. He played for Cowboys, right?
Yeah. Cowboys.
He went to college with W.
What's up with them? Did he?
He did.
What's up with them Cowboys, though?
Cowboys.
What's up with them Packers, though?
Yeah. You had to salt the wound there, didn't you?
I enjoyed the weekend because my team, my favorite
team.
My team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
No, hold on. It gets better.
Explain. See, so Tampa Bay, you're like the only Tampa Bay.
You're gonna like why he likes them.
Okay, go ahead.
Tampa Bay.
Doug Williams. Okay.
I was there when they had that old.
Amen.
White, orange uniform, looked like an Astro-type uniform.
Doug Williams, that's all you had, yep.
I've been following them ever since then.
Doug Williams threw a touchdown from his butt.
Yeah. and a good story about Tampa Bay when they won the Super Bowl, I was working at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi with a guy from Orlando, Florida, and a brother from Cleveland.
The COOH.
And the guy from Orlando was a transplant Texan, but he loved the Cowboys.
Mm.
And, of course, my other brother, man, was from Cleveland. So they were talking about football, and I walked in, and I said, well, you know what? Tampa Bay is going to win the Super Bowl. And right away, they looked at me and said, well, where's your money, brother?
Okay.
I said, I don't have any money. So, well, hey, put your money where your mouth is. Okay. Sapp was playing with them that year when they won
the Super Bowl. Was it when they played the Raiders? Okay, I was going to say, that's a
fun one. And they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. With John Gruden,
Yeah, because John Gruden had left the Raiders the year before.
Yeah, and went to Tampa Bay.
Pretty much that was his team, then went back. That's pretty cool.
And I've been a Tampa Bay fan when they used to play 15 games, mm-hmm. and they were 0-15.
They used to wear paper bags, didn't they? Was that them, or was it the Saints?
No, I think that was Tampa Bay.
They used to wear paper bags on their faces, on the fans.
The fans, remember that?
Was that Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I think it was Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that was, they were there. Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
But I liked it's like you liked them, but just they never won.
That's true. Yeah.
But see, regardless if they won or not, but I have friends that would look at me and say,
you're crazy.
What? How can you say that? I said, why not?
What? Yeah.
Be a Tampa Bay fan.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I used to be a Cowboy fan, but when Jerry Jones bought the team, that's when
you left. You split.
Yeah.
And besides... I don't take it that serious, and I don't care if they win or lose.
Right.
I just like the team.
Yeah.
So,
Jameis Winston's not bad.
That's a new team. Yeah, that rookie quarterback, he's good.
They got Evans, if he can catch the ball, a receiver.
Yeah.
And then Vincent Jackson's still there. They got Doug Martin's there. They got a nice team. I mean, just need a few more players. And
they're good. They're getting there. Yeah. They're getting there.
They're getting there.
I got a buddy, Brandon Presley, who's a diehard Tampa Bay fan.
Really?
He moved to... He so was
two Tampa Bay fans in America. Okay, cool.
There's three. There's another friend of mine.
Okay,
cool. You're in good hands with Allstott.
Yeah, Mike Allstott was a beast.
Oh, man.
Him and Ward Dunn.
Oh, dude, they were awesome.
We talked about Ward Dunn.
He got a Star Award.
He did get a Star Award.
Yeah.
Let's see if any more Star Wars this week.
I
have to make up something, come up with something.
But speaking about football, did you know that Tom Landry got rid of 12 veterans so he could hire 12 rookies. So 12 rookies could make the team in the 75 team.
Really?
Really?
And what was that guy? Danny White?
He was after a star.
The defensive player, Randy White.
Oh, Randy White.
Randy White was nice.
Hollywood Henderson.
Yeah.
Henderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did too.
You who? Pittsburgh? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. He's, yeah. Okay.
Well, we have the most Super Bowls, actually, if you want me to go.
No, well, if you want to go NFL titles, Green Bay has the most.
We don't count anything before the 70s.
Yeah. I'm just doing this to create an
There were no black folks playing, so that don't count.
Yeah. actually, Vince Lombardi was very supportive of his.
He was the one person.
Multicultural. Yeah, no, marriage yeah, and everything for sure, like that. Yeah.
What about the Ice Bowls of the 60s?
Oh, man, that was a good little match.
Yeah.
I mean, Pittsburgh wasn't there, so I mean,
that
was before their time.
It was like Jim Brown.
No, yes, they were, but they were up there in the 86th row.
Oh, yeah.
I have to throw that one in there.
No, okay.
Yeah, that was like the AFL or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, AFL against the NFL.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. It was something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what we like to do is we always like to ask our guests who are their teams. So, senior, what are your teams?
Well, we got the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Basketball, the Spurs, of course.
Los Spurs, okay.
Like they say in Spanish, Los Spurs.
Los Spurs. It's always everybody Spurs.
Espuelas.
And when it comes to baseball, I sort of favor the Rangers over the Astros.
Okay, all right.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
College?
College football.
What's his college football team?
My favorite team used to be, for you guys that are old school, Purdue Boilermakers.
Ah, Purdue. That's Big Ten, baby. Yeah.
Purdue Boilermakers.
Is that why you're a Penn State fan?
How
do y'all like Big Ten teams?
I like Penn State because of LeVar Arrington. That's why.
That was like the early 90s.
That's when I got hooked on him. But
Purdue, really? Yeah. How'd you get on Purdue?
Yeah. Well, I never knew this.
In the 60s, when I grew up, we had black and white television.
Oh, okay.
And most of the time, the schools from up north would be televised.
Okay.
So one team had a black uniform and one team had a white uniform.
Okay.
Most of the time, I picked the white uniform because I liked a certain...
with the style or something, the way the helmet looked.
With the helmet or whatever. And it turned out that most of the time I would always and
like had Purdue.
The P. Yeah. Purdue Boilermakers. And I like the name Boilermakers.
I think that was for Pick, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think. I wasn't going to go there. But I love those guys.
Purdue. Interesting.
Purdue.
For football. You got a college basketball team?
No, not really.
Didn't Allstock go to Purdue? Huh? Allstock went to Purdue, right?
I think he did.
And Drew Brees?
When it comes to college basketball, whoever.
Yeah.
I don't care who makes it and who doesn't make it. All I do know now is that I'll just wait to the playoffs, and then I can sit in front of the TV and see the
March Madness?
Game.
Or
Yeah,
I love March Madness. I love college basketball anyway. Though. Yeah. I like all sports. So.
Yeah.
All college sports. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's your hockey team?
He doesn't like hockey.
Please don't say the Blackhawks.
The Corpus Christi Rays.
There you go.
He had to bring up the Corpus Christi.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'll take that. It's better than Roel's team.
Oh, get off of it, man.
I mean, better than Roe's team.
Roel.
Yeah.
I like how you said that, man. Roel.
Kids.
Well, welcome to the show, Pops.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you for having
welcome.
Me. And
I never knew you were a Purdue fan. That's very insightful.
It's funny, though. Yeah. Purdue. Wow.
But Drew Brees is from Austin, Texas, who did
is
go to college.
Is Drew Brees from Austin?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay.
He went to Purdue.
As a matter of fact, he was a quarterback.
How did he get out of Houston?
Hold on. This is a good story.
He played against our mighty Alice Coyotes from Alice, Texas, America.
Okay.
His uncle lived in Alice, or he had family in Alice.
Okay.
And the Alice Coyotes played against Austin
Westlake Chaparrales. Mm.
And he was their quarterback.
Mm.
And then from there, he went to Colorado Buffalo.
No. That was a running back. But Drew Brees, Ryan Nunez, he was the one who killed us, not Drew Brees, ironically.
No, but he was a quarterback.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Drew Brees went to Purdue, wasn't recruited by UT.
Really?
Yep. Because
all these quarterbacks get out of Texas?
Well, here's the thing. At the time, UT had Major Applewhite, so they didn't feel the need to get a quarterback.
That was a great decision, right?
Yeah.
Well, Major Applewhite was good in college, though.
He was really good. He was. I mean, and then they got Chris Sims, but then they probably...
Yeah, that was around that time. Chris Sims was decent. But that was Phil, but, when that Phil Sims signed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, nobody expected Drew Brees to be what Drew Brees is now.
No, he lit up the Big Ten. I mean, he
he was just undersized. He
still got records.
Yeah,
how tall is he? 5'8"?
5'11"?
6'1". No, I think 6'1".
6'1".
Yeah, 6'1", something like that. Yeah.
That's about the average size,
bro. No, like 6'3". But well, back then, quarterbacks were like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
They were looking for more prototypical type of quarterbacks, and he was not the prototypical looking.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna be Hall of Fame. Now.
Yeah, well, yeah, he is. I mean, he's really good.
So good luck with that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, interesting.
You know what was interesting? I mean, I know we're talking about Drew Brees, but his grandfather coached Gregory Portland. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
There was an article, and the reason why I know is because I was at my friend Aaron's house a long time ago, and they were talking about like the upcoming Heisman hopefuls, and Drew Brees was a Heisman hopeful in 1998, 1999 or whatever. Mm-hmm. His grandfather coached in GP, and he in the article he said, "Yeah, I took a bunch of little Mexicans, and we won a state title." He said that, and they put that in the article. His grandfather said that in Gregory Portland.
What was his name?
I don't know what his grandfather's name was. Anyway, yeah. I digress. It wasn't Bruce Bush, but I mean, yeah. Bruce Bush is a good guy.
Bruce.
That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Well.
Well, now that you mention that. I remember when Alice again was playing Austin Reagan in the regional quarterfinals in Austin.
Right.
And the score was 21-0 at halftime, Austin Reagan.
Right.
I believe it was Austin Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
And in the second half, Alice came back and scored two touchdowns. And the final score was 21-14.
Right.
And they asked the coach, "Wait, coach, well, what happened?" I said, "Well, it's hard for that football to find out who's carrying the ball because of the uniform, the football, and their skin all blend together."
Wow.
I said, "Lord have mercy."
No filter.
That's terrible.
Idiocracy. At its finest.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It happens.
So what are we getting into today, Pick?
Let's see. I don't know. Let's talk about the Paris killings or terrorist attack. If you want to talk about, I mean, whatever you want to call it. I mean, pretty much what it was, a terrorist attack. I don't know. Whatever else we can muster up.
Tell Dad, you can tell your story.
Yeah, we can get some old,
good stories.
Old Santos stories. Tell me when you used to whoop Royal's butt. That's what I want to know.
Dude.
Tell me when you used to whoop his ass. That's what I want to know.
Well,
tell me what he did. Like the worst thing Royal ever did.
Well,
I never really did anything bad. I was a good kid.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Because he used to whoop your ass. That's why.
I used to say, Junior.
Junior.
Only his daddy could call
him. Oh, that's my right. God.
I'm a junior too, so.
But overall, I mean, he was a pretty good kid. I remember one time when I was a coach for the Little Dribblers, Boys and Girls Club, and I had 4, 5, and 6 year olds, and well, Junior wanted favoritism because I was a coach.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I said no. I said no.
You get it worse, actually.
I said no. So, he decided he didn't want to play.
That's true. I mean, it's no lie.
I said, okay. So, I had a team that was 4 and 5.
Uh-huh.
And I followed all the rules. And the rules were, regardless of how good the players are, everybody plays. 2 quarters.
Yeah.
So, we go into the end of the season, and we're playing a team. They were 9-0.
Right.
And we were 4 and 5.
Right.
We ended up winning that game.
Really?
And it was like if we had won an NBA
with the same strategy?
Yes.
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6 years old.
Yeah.
And that made my day. And that other coach was upset.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wasn't used to losing.
Yeah.
Take it too serious, man.
It made my day. But getting back to about what happened in Paris.
Yeah.
I saw in the news media how other people are asking, well, how come nobody thought about Rwanda when they had the genocide? And Yugoslavia when they had the genocide?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on around the world.
There was a lot of stuff going on, but it's gotten to the point where now it seems like it's getting closer to home.
Right.
So I think that's why there's more people getting up in arms and bringing in all these other governments.
Yeah, I mean, it's most definitely most definitely a tragedy. I mean, in every country. I mean, France, Kenya, Nigeria. I mean, it's in Rwanda. I mean, it's all kind of stuff going around the country. I mean, Cuba, Haiti. I mean, it's all kind of stuff going around the world that we don't even know about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Certain things get more publicity than others for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know. We can speculate on that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's stuff going around all the time. We got stuff going on here that's tragic that, you know, we don't even think about. So,
I mean, we were talking about earlier. I don't mean to cut you off, but we were.
You always cut me off.
I always cut you off.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just driving home from the arena. I mean, at Wagner High School, there was a drive-by.
Oh, was that the kid that shot? We talked about that. The kid that shot at the principal or something like that?
Yeah, but
that was like 3 weeks ago, right?
Right, but I mean, we kind of mentioned
it. Did we talk about that?
I don't think we did. But I mean, but you're saying things happen, but nobody hears about it. But it's only based on, it's like they're picking and choosing their.
Well, I mean, that's not like.
I mean.
World news. But I mean, my thing is, I think a lot of people don't mention stuff because it doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't affect you, would I care about it? And I'm the same way. If it doesn't affect me, you know, I kind of like don't think about it. But when it affects you, now you're like, oh, how come everybody knows about this?
Right.
And I think that's kind of how we all are, I guess. But I don't know. I just think we should.
It's out there. It's out there. Yeah. My question is, why doesn't all the other Middle Eastern countries get involved and help us? Why do they depend on the U.S. and Britain?
Because everyone, I don't know, well, maybe we have better military funding.
Yeah, I mean, we need to help them help themselves rather than us just, you know, because now we're going to keep a presence there pretty much forever. I mean,
yeah,
boots on the ground.
Well, we have troops all over the world.
We do.
Yeah.
And that's.
Are we the only country in the world that does that?
We are everybody's watchdog, basically.
Because I don't think the other major powers like England,
there's troops.
Well, they do have some troops in like in
not
the
like
U.S.
Us. Yeah,
but it's for training, like for pilot training.
Yeah, it ain't like
missile training. No, you're right. Not soldiers or troops stationed there permanently.
Well, like in the Middle East, there's one faction fighting each other, and I was watching I was watching Bill Maher, and they were talking about there's some people in there talking about there's two groups of people fighting each other. Why are we in the middle of that? Let them fight. Let them kill each other off, and then come in and clean it up at the end. I mean, because you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Some guy said, "Why don't they just let them kill each other out?"
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but it's been like that since day one.
Mm.
What I can understand is people hating other people because of religious beliefs, or even the color of their skin, or Christians. Christians. Yeah. I mean, when you get into the politics and the religion, I mean, you can go on forever.
Yep.
They've been fighting over religion forever. I mean, day one. So that's why I kind of question religious stuff. But
they call themselves Christians and and they hate this people and that person.
I thought we weren't supposed to hate anybody. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's.
If it's in the name of God, it's okay, I guess. I don't know. Right? If it's the name of God, I can hate you.
I don't know if that's right.
God said I can
hate you. That doesn't sound right, and I don't think it's right.
It's not right. But that's crazy.
Yeah, but if you think you're right, like I was talking to you earlier about when people voice their opinion, just voice your opinion and move on.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but here comes this guy that wants to
convince you.
And make you change your way of thinking.
What you change the way you think, like, no, my way of thinking is fine.
Instead of saying, what's your opinion on this? Okay.
You have a good point.
And what's your opinion on this?
Yeah, take it all in.
Yeah, hear it out and move on. No, they'll get into it. I've seen people where they argue about religion big time, where they want to fight.
Yeah, I'm not fighting about religion.
Either
it's not. I'm not.
I'm not fighting over anything.
First of all, we don't even know what's really true.
Yeah.
No.
For real. So
yeah, that's true. You can. That's a hot topic.
It is. I mean, we don't know. I mean, I don't.
That's a
know,
hot button right
there's
there.
There's no proof. Nobody really has any, you know, solid proof or really, you know. So it's kind of like we all just take it on faith.
Yeah.
Well, I think John Lennon was right when he said, he said no religion. It was easy if you try.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make light of it.
No. I mean, it is.
I mean, Forrest Gump met him, so I mean.
Yeah, that's right. Forrest Gump met everybody, didn't he? Didn't he make the happy face? Didn't
he made the happy face.
He was he did all kind of
ping pong
Wilson?
Champion.
Wilson?
Well, no, that was Castaway.
Oh, Castaway.
Yeah. But no, I'm just making light. I mean, but it is a very serious and hot topic, and I've seen people get mad about that. I mean, I've been at work, and I've seen people get into arguments about the Redskins name. Where people
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I don't know. I'm not looking at you, but
you are looking at me.
I am looking at you, but I'm not. Because
that sounds like something I would.
No, that wasn't you. It was two other people.
That sounds like something I would.
But you were. I think you were off then.
Was I off? I missed that conversation.
You did. Man. That was. Heated.
You know, I like to have them conversations.
I know you do.
Well, I don't say who, but what was I saying?
One person was saying that it was very degrading and I need to get rid of it.
It is.
Understandably, and then the other
your Blackhawks
and the other, oh my god. Blackhawks, I mean, they're using the logo, but it was actually in reference to a military division.
That's not a military division on their...
Back then it was.
Yeah.
Well, and I know what the jersey says, and the Braves thing, you might as well get rid of that too. It's
Braves,
a tomahawk.
Indians, all that.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, tomahawk is cool. I can go
the military has helicopters named after...
Blackhawks.
Yeah, named after what, though?
Indians.
Who came first, the Indian, Native Americans or a helicopter?
Native Americans.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi-ho. So
that's where they got it from.
Hee-ho.
I worked on Apaches, and everything was Indian. Apache, Blackhawk.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one, but CR, Crowway,
yeah. Whatever. Yeah, they named a lot of stuff after Native Americans. A lot of those countries named a lot of
prairies.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah. What was that movie, Wind Talkers? You ever seen that?
Never seen Wind Talkers.
You ever seen Wind Talkers?
No, but I did watch Airwolf back in the day on TV.
Airwolf?
Yeah, that was about a helicopter.
It was a USA show.
Yeah, I remember Airwolf now.
You know who liked that? Don Chris loved that
because,
show. Because Dominic's his dad.
Because he worked on helicopters.
Yeah, he loved that show.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember Airwolf.
That's the only reason why I got into it, because they all watched Airwolf.
I like helicopters, though. Helicopters are pretty cool.
They are pretty cool.
It's a cool flying machine.
This guy likes
I'm going to have to give me a drone.
Get a drone?
Spy on people and stuff. My neighbors.
Just don't fly it around airports, because you can get in trouble.
No, I'm definitely not. I'm not that stupid.
Because those drones can be sucked in engines or intakes.
Yeah, they trace it back to you.
Like, yes.
Serial number. When you bought
IP.
It.
Yeah. I'll get bought off the street. But I'm going to get me a black market drone with the video camera.
But you guys, just to kind of go back to what we were talking about, you guys were saying how they feel and right, like if they say in the name of God, I can do whatever I want, and they feel right and justified by it. David Koresh is a prime example of that. And even
do it. Mm-hmm.
And even Timothy McVeigh. I mean, those two guys were, Timothy McVeigh was a American terrorist.
Oh. I mean, a lot of people say they do stuff in the name of Christ or whatever, and it's justified in their minds.
Oh, yeah.
So, if it's justified in their minds, they're right. I mean,
if it's to their convenience, they'll.
Yeah, for sure. Convenience is, you're right.
So,
all right.
They can do that.
And I had, and I was too young. I mean, just to touch on briefly about the whole Waco siege, I was too young to remember that.
I can't remember how old. I was of age, but I can't remember.
It was 1993.
Yeah, so I was like 20. I didn't care.
I didn't care then. I watched the documentary now, and it was crazy.
So,
yeah.
It didn't affect me, so I don't care.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, it didn't affect me either. But that's what people... I know what you're saying. You're making reference to now.
Yeah. Again, if it doesn't affect you, you don't care. People don't care.
I think and it is sad. I mean, the hearts, my prayers go out to those people.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
anybody that dies in a tragedy like that.
It's a very serious tragedy, man.
We're making light of it, but...
Yeah, it's hard.
Jamestown.
I mean, all that
stuff.
I mean, all that stuff that happens. I mean, I just think that now... Like you were talking about, where people are voicing opinions and they're saying this and saying that. We live in the day and age in social media where people can say, oh, look, I can talk out my window and I can say whatever the hell I want.
No, that's fine.
And I'm going to say what I want and feel what I want because I'm exercising my first right. And fine by that. But just because you think it's right, you're going to say whatever the hell you want, whether it's your left-wing beliefs or your right-wing beliefs or this or that, or if you like you like a donkey or you like an elephant, who cares? I mean... Fine, but you're gonna piss people off.
Well, my thing is just be open to what other possibility, because you might be thinking, I might have a feeling about it a certain way, and somebody might say something a different way. I'm like, you know what? I never thought about that.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And people, that happens to me all the time,
right?
Because I'm like, you know what? I never thought about that. But
I've never been one to get into politics, so I mean, as I get older, I have to pay attention more.
Well, I'm at that age
to a certain
where,
extent,
like you guys said, I don't care. I mean, I do care, but I don't worry about the small stuff.
Yeah. Right.
If I gotten this far, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of more important things to worry about.
I mean, when you're like 127, I mean, you know, just don't worry. It doesn't matter.
Times are hard.
Yeah,
but,
you look good to be 140. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. What,
they were,
the only way to be cool is to think cool.
That's right. But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know, man. It's
crazy.
Yeah, people take stuff too serious, you know.
Very.
Yeah.
Way too seriously.
It's like, man, get over yourself. It's not that serious.
I mean, just the other day, I had a friend unfriend me on Facebook because...
Unfriend you?
Yeah.
Because of what?
Because he
was... homosexual?
No, no. Okay. He was making comments about how he was telling people that they were stupid for changing what? Their... He was making reference to, like, he had, like, the American flag on his Facebook page, like, on a post, and he was talking about this and that, and that people need to stop changing their picture to, you know, how the other were doing on Facebook, where you could put your picture in the France colors to kind of support the profile picture it, which is a nice
thing. He said what now?
Well, he was saying that people needed to stop doing that because they were stupid and this and that. And essentially, he was saying, I mean, to sum up what he was saying, I mean, I can't remember because he deleted the post.
Right.
And then I said something to the effect... And he started criticizing our government and criticizing whoever our leaders are and everything like that. And I said, okay, well then, go to Canada or go to another country.
Why do people always say that? Go to different. I can't go to a different country.
No, well, I'm just saying, if you're gonna complain about it,
why gotta go back to Africa, dude?
I'm not telling you to go back to Africa. You're fine here.
I can see you saying it to me. It's in your eyes.
I'm not telling you to go back.
It's in your body language.
It's in your body language.
Go back to OH.
Stop yelling at me.
I was just, and then I said, so why don't you take that cash out of your pocket? You tell me what kind of cash that is. Is that...
It's not real anyway.
Is that U.S. money? Is that a $20 bill that's from the United States of America?
It's a piece of paper. It doesn't mean anything.
But you're using it to buy things.
It's backed by
fake gold. So then you get... And then, like, if you have change in your pocket, it's from the United States of America, but don't bite the hand that feeds you. You know what I mean?
I was brought here. I wasn't violent, you know. They just brought me over here in the boat, bro. I didn't want to be here. I'm here, though. I can't.
You had no choice.
I had no choice.
I'm not talking to you.
I know. I'm just
making a reference.
I'm just messing with you.
I know you are.
But, yeah, I mean, I get his point, though. Because my thing is this. How many French people you know? How many black people you know?
I know quite a few black people. I don't know.
But we care. We got all these French. And I was kind of like, wow.
I mean.
French lives matter, huh? Black lives don't. I don't know. You know what I mean? So, like, man. I don't know, man.
But it goes,
I don't know any French people. I don't know any French people. But I know people that have descendants of French people, but...
We have descendants. We have descendants.
I mean, I think we all do.
Yeah, we all have descendants.
Yeah, but...
You're part eggplant.
No, anybody living in this part of Texas has to have some kind of French blood.
We were almost French.
Yeah.
Actually.
We were under Six Flags.
Yeah.
That's why they named the park
Six Flags. You're right, Six Flags. Yep. Yeah, so, we were almost French. French Indian War, right here. We could all be speaking French right now.
Yeah. Un peu.
Un peu? Parlez-vous français?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Je parle un peu.
French mayonnaise.
Hey, so let me ask you, Dad, did you talk
croissant.
To him? In,
croissant? Huh?
You can speak Filipino, right?
No.
You can't?
No. Just words and food.
Did you try to do it?
Yeah.
You did?
Well, see...
I know when I hear it, though, like I can tell, like, when I hear the Filipino language.
When I was working for the Navy, I had Filipino friends, and I was trying to pick up the language. So what they did, we went to the galley, and we were eating, and there was a lady there, young lady. And this guy said, go tell that lady this. Uh-huh. And I went and told her that, and she looked at me, and she said, I am a happily married woman. Why are you saying that to me? I said, what am I saying? And I looked at my friends and they were
laughing.
But I don't care. If you can learn another language, it doesn't matter what it is. English, Spanish, German, French, whatever.
You're bilingual or trilingual.
But what I'm saying is the first language anybody learns is, the first words are bad words.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But
especially Spanish.
It's good to know other words, other phrases.
It's always good, bad words and food.
I can speak Ebonics.
You speak Ebonics?
I can speak Ebonics.
Go ahead.
I can speak Jive.
Give me some. Jive? Oh, God. Go ahead. Speak Jive.
Airplane.
Yeah, that's what you'll say.
Yo, blood.
Brother
gonna catch you on the rebound.
Shit, man. That hunky muffin mess, my old lady. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home. I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Subba say I won't sing. Pray to Jay, I did the same old, same old. Hey,
Mac herself a pro, slick. The gray matter back, La Performa's down, I take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak him. Leg her down or smack him, yak him. Cole got to be. You know?
Can I get you something?
It's your mofo, butter lay him into the bone, jacking me up. Tight me.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Say, cutting me,
Chump don't wanna help. Chump don't get the help.
Say, can't hang. Say, seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains in here.
Yo, Mama D, what it is, man?
That was funny. I speak jive. Hold on. Let me speak. I can translate for you. That was funny. Say, brother. That was funny. I had to buy it. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're retarded. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know, man. It's funny because I seen all these French flags. I'm just like, I don't see any Rwandan flags. I don't see any Nigerian flags. I don't see any Haitian flags, and I mean, I know I'm naming all these African American
Haitians
countries, but yeah. I don't see any. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happens in Mexico.
A lot of stuff happens in Mexico.
I don't see, you know, that, we'll see that more down in Senate, and but everybody's not doing that. It's just like Texas. You know?
Well, what about all the students that disappeared in Mexico?
Oh yeah,
and just, everybody's
they just
blaming,
disappeared. Yeah,
you know, that's crazy.
The cartel.
Nobody knows any. Well, either what that or the government hasn't done anything about it.
The government. Well, they,
as far as I know,
that government's very interesting in Mexico.
It's kind of corrupt, right?
Over 200 students missing and
just missing.
They just disappeared.
That's crazy.
When did this happen?
I think it happened last year.
Yeah, wow. I mean, stuff like that happens. A lot.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
All the time. All the time.
So I don't know.
And then they have things about extradition too, right? Where they don't like to extradite their own or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, they're against the death penalty.
Oh, that's right. Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
If a Mexican national comes to the U.S. and kills somebody and he's found guilty and they say, hey, you're going to die by lethal injection. They're against that. But hey, wait a minute. They committed the crime in this country.
Right.
So.
But he's a citizen of Mexico.
Yeah.
So you can't execute a Mexican, a person of another country? They have like a political asylum or something like that? Or what's it?
No. I don't think Mexico has political asylum, not like Cuba, for instance. But but they're against the death penalty.
Diplomatic immunity.
Yep.
What movie was that?
Carlito's Way.
Diplomatic immunity.
Oh, coming to America.
You gotta remember? I'm gonna say it in my South African voice. Lethal Weapon,
the first one.
Yeah, remember the dude from they were from South Africa.
Was that Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, that was Lethal Weapon.
What, Lethal Weapon 2?
One or two? I don't know which one.
I don't think it was part one.
It was the one with the South African chick.
I think that was part two.
It's probably
two. Yeah, I think that is part two. The one
it was
that,
like, how many was there? Like
they
eight?
They kill her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Lethal Weapon 2. That they have four.
Diplomatic immunity.
But I mean, Danny Glover is in.
Remember, Danny Glover was trying to go back to Africa. He's like, but you're black.
I just like the way he's, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, he's great. But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know, man.
My name's Pig.
I feel like if we should be more sensitive and. What's the word I want to say? Just towards everybody. I mean, you know, not just France,
right?
Not just black folks. Not just. I mean, everybody.
Why does something very tragic have to happen? And for a particular thing is what you're trying to say, right?
I look at it.
I think there's tragedies everywhere, but we see them as tragedies because it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Because that person doesn't look like me, so I don't.
I look at it this way. There's only one God. If you know, speaking
right. Again, yeah, we don't.
Again,
yeah, right.
Again, we're all in this together. Why not make the best of it?
I think so.
Why can't we all just get along?
Why can't we just all get along in the famous words of
Rodney King?
Rodney King. There you go. We all just get along. That's how I said it.
I try to get along with everybody, and like some guy said, oh, I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody.
Right. That's cool.
I said, whoa.
My dad said that a few times. I ain't prejudiced. I hate everybody. That's true. My dad didn't play.
At least he's consistent.
He didn't play. No. I think I'm the only person he liked, actually.
Chucky.
Yeah, James Earl Jones, Darth Vader. our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of France and Nigeria and Rwanda and Kenya and Mexico.
Anybody who's
pretty much everybody in America
who's ever been affected by a tragedy.
Yeah, we're not, trying to make fun of this situation. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to make sense of it.
So, Dad, what was it like? I mean, I grew up in Alice, and I grew up in a different time than you did. But you grew up there way back when. Not that you're
way, an older man. Way.
No, not way back then. What are you talking my dad's
way
age?
Way back. You don't remember that, do you?
No, not really, because
it was Flintstones.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was it like growing up in Alice, Texas,
way
America?
Way back in the day.
Back in the swinging 60s or 50s.
Swinging.
In Alice, Texas, I remember the tracks divided the city. North was mostly Anglo-Americans, and on the south side of the tracks was Mexican-Americans. There were several Mexican restaurants where everybody went.
Yeah.
But nobody went to the neighborhoods. So, growing up in the 60s, my father was a disabled veteran, and if we needed school clothes, whatever we needed, we had to go pick cotton.
Wow.
Work the fields. Work the grocery stores.
Wow.
Everybody was...
So what restaurants. What grocery store was that?
I remember working at... Well, not me, but there were other stores like Salinas Grocery and Piggly Wiggly.
It was a Piggly Wiggly in Alice?
Yeah, we had two of them. One on the east side and one on the west side.
Dang.
But what I'm saying, Kroger's.
I remember Kroger, and there was like a TCBY, right, or whatever?
TGNY,
sorry.
But that was before the laws about students couldn't work at all these places until the age of 15 or 16.
Right.
But that's what we did. Yeah. To buy school clothes and supply, we picked cotton. And I remember asking my dad, hey, Dad, I want a bicycle. Oh, you want a bicycle? Go pick cotton.
Yeah.
Have a paper route. Wash dishes. Be a busboy. Do something.
Right.
So I worked at restaurants, paper routes. My father was a disabled veteran. He did landscaping.
Right, Grandpa. Yeah.
I helped him out a lot of doing some of that. Odds and end jobs. I remember one time, this man had a roofing company and he needed some strong backs and weak minds. So my daddy said, hey, take the twins. And we were like 13 or 14 years old.
My dad's a twin, by the way.
Are you? Oh,
yeah. I have a twin brother.
That's pretty cool.
He's 2 inches taller than me. He's 6'6". And I'm 6'4". But he said, take the twin boys. And I said, where? He said, you're going to go help this man. I said, okay. Man, we were taking up some composition roofing up to the roofs.
Wow.
And when payday came around, I said, hey, well, where's our money? And my dad said, the man said, well, I paid your daddy already. Hey, man. I mean, he was 75% disabled from the big war.
Mm.
And I can understand that he needed that extra money.
Yeah.
And he used us. But growing up in the 60s, getting back to that, I remember I used to go to Corpus and visit my cousins, and I remember seeing signs at restaurants, no Mexicans and no dogs allowed. The brothers in Alice ate in the kitchen. You went in through the kitchen.
Mm.
All your cooks, your busboys and all that were Mexican-Americans. So
that's crazy.
I saw it firsthand.
Yeah?
Firsthand. And I remember this man. Now, the black folk today, when they say the N-word, it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, we used to hear, instead of hearing Mexican, we would hear Mexican.
Yeah.
There's a difference. There's a difference. Mexican and Mexican. Mexican American.
Right.
And sometimes they even called us wetbacks, even though we were here long before.
Mm-hmm.
But everything starts at home. And I knew that, I mean, I had some good friends in high school, black and white, and everything starts at home.
Right.
The prejudice, the discrimination, whatever.
It's like
it starts at home.
Product of poor parenting.
And we've come a long way, and we're not out of the woods yet.
Oh, no.
But that's the way it was in the 60s. And I would ask my father, well, why is everybody different? And my father said, well, that's the way God made the world.
Yeah.
So if we were all the same, it wouldn't be any fun.
Right.
Well, it's not fun for a lot of people now.
Well,
I remember, I mean, to even hear that Alice was like that, because now it's completely the other way. I mean, not with the racism, not with the way the prejudice, but I mean, it sounds like Alice is like a really dominated Anglo-American town.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And back
were,
then.
And there were good people.
Yeah.
A lot of good people.
But now it's like it's more dominant Hispanic.
And don't
now.
Get me wrong, I'm not judging everybody by that because even people of your own kind can be prejudiced against your own kind.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Inter-racism or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I see that. I mean, but you're right. It hasn't gone away because, I mean...
Well, it's not going anywhere.
Pick and I have talked about it before, and he talks about how he deals with it on a daily. And even me, I get...
Daily.
On a daily? You like that?
Nah, daily.
I said you deal with it on the daily.
It's the daily.
And every now and again, I get profiled. I mean, just the other day, somebody asked me what my name was, and he said, is that Hispanic? I mean, what kind of question is that?
Well,
does it matter?
You know, it can be funny at the same time, because when I was working for the Navy at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, we used to provide support for foreign militaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking South America, Canadian, German, Middle East.
Yeah.
And we had, for all you aviation buffs out there, we had a C-130 coming in from Jordan.
Mm.
And my supervisor was white. He was retired military. Had a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, Santos, come here. I said, yeah, what's going on? He said, I thought you said Mexican-Americans couldn't fly airplanes. They were all Jordanians. They were Arabs.
Yeah.
And so he said, go help those people out. So I go out there, and I have long hair. My beard is, at that time, was black.
Yeah.
As soon as that crew chief opened that door, he looked at me. He said, you're one of us? And I said, one of us what? He said, Arab? You know, I said, no. I said, I'm Mexican-American.
Yeah.
He said, well, why do you have a beard? I said, why not? But right off the bat, they saw me, and the first thing they thought was, he's one of us.
Yeah.
But yet he's here in the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Working for the U.S. government.
Yeah.
But I've seen it all. I mean, Germans, Brazilians, Arabs, Icelandic, Canadians. And I learned so much from everybody because I try to have an open mind about
Everybody has something to give.
Yeah. And I made some good friends.
Yeah.
But some people treat you right and some people treat you bad, and you just got to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Of course.
Not everybody does.
No.
By no means.
I can understand that. I can understand that, how people feel that way.
Right.
Yeah. I guess I'm just like frustrated with the flow.
Yeah,
it's like the flow is going one way and it's not going ever going to go any other
like
way.
One way, huh? Like one way.
They name streets after you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they name streets after you. One way.
Yeah, I know.
That cost them an ejection at a basketball game as a fan.
What? Your dad got kicked out the game?
Not Spurs game, but a high school basketball
game. High school basketball game.
Oh, yeah. Say no to alcohol.
I have a
No, he wasn't drinking.
My dad got kicked out of my baseball game because he was drinking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I have a tendency of voicing my opinion. If I think I'm right, I'm going to fight you.
Okay.
Not physically.
But, right.
Verbally.
But, I used to, in Laredo, I got kicked out for voicing my opinion concerning the refs at a volleyball game. I got kicked out of a basketball game.
How many times have you been kicked out? What's going on?
I didn't even know you were getting kicked out more than once.
I was dogging out I'll take some of the blame for that because...
I kicked out this chess match
because... Because the referee was making some bad calls, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So he got mad. So he said, hey, he called security and security escorted me out. So the following game, I was dogging out the referee again. But in Spanish. So he didn't know what I was saying. But like all the football fans in basketball, like at the Spurs game, for instance, hey, that was a bad call. That was a foul or whatever. Did you see that? We all do it.
Yeah, we all do it.
We all get carried away.
Yeah, we do it. Yeah. Especially for your team. Yeah. It wasn't a foul. Yeah. I mean, that was a foul.
Yeah.
Like we're all talking, that was over the back. That was not over the back.
Stop it.
It wasn't over the back. He just got a rebound on
him. You start arguing.
Positioning.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Positioning.
It was over the back. No
boxing out.
He didn't box out right and got the other guy got the rebound. That's all that was.
Hey, Dad, you have to tell Pick this story because my dad's told me this story a few times and I think you'll find it to be very entertaining. It is a little.
When he got kicked out of the.
I'm prefacing.
Tennis match?
No. He was in high school and his basketball coach.
He got kicked out of spelling bee?
No, but he I did do spelling bees. If I got a word wrong, he probably
you got kicked
heckled
out of
the crowd, the heckled, band, a, heckled the band teacher. Concert. No. He was playing high school basketball. That story what the coach said. Remember when he said he was going to leave?
What happened?
Oh yeah.
This is a little racial, but it's actually hilarious.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Our basketball coach in high school, my senior year, he played for Texas Tech. This guy was.
I heard that's
he was yeah, he was 6'9".
I know a lot about Texas Tech.
So most of the players in our team were Mexican American, a couple of blacks and a few whites, and for some reason or another, we were always having a losing season.
Right.
and 2 years after I graduated, I saw him. I said, "Hey, Coach, how you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm going back up north." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well." I said, why? I said, well, I'm going to drive so far north, I'm going to tie a tortilla on my car antenna until they ask me, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
That's when I'm going to start looking for a job because he thought that we couldn't
play. He's going to keep driving until
he said,
they don't know what that is, and I'll be in the right place.
And back then in the early 70s, we were scattered all over the place, but a lot of people didn't know what tortillas were.
No, I'm finding out a whole bunch of stuff moving down here. I'm like, what is that?
So he said, I'm going to tie a tortilla on my car antenna. And until somebody asks me, what in the world is that tied to your antenna?
I've made it far enough now.
I'm going to look for a coaching job.
Yeah.
But Alice wasn't known for basketball
at all.
Definitely not.
It was more football.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, Texas is big on football.
Yeah, Texas. You
always talk about that, honestly. We're more into basketball up north.
Yeah, down here it's all football. Here.
Yeah.
Down
here we're into football, but basketball's pretty big up north, too. So.
Did you play sports in
basketball? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't tell me. I can tell you were a running back.
Nah.
A guard?
I played guard, offensive guard, linebacker, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't trying to touch the ball. No.
No?
I wanted to hurt somebody.
Oh,
I wanted to hurt somebody with the ball, yeah.
Huh. I when I look at Chuck, I always think he was a good baseball player.
Well, that's my sport, baseball, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And we've talked about it before. I mean, he's told me he was a good baseball player.
That was my best sport. Mm. Yeah, baseball. That's what I'm known for.
You know. That's right, cuz.
Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett. Hey, played for the...
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota Twins.
Minnesota.
Yeah,
Lake Minnetonka.
Lake...
What movie is that?
Dang it.
You can purify yourself.
Oh, that's Chappelle Show.
In the waters of Lake Minnetonka. You ever... What movie?
Chappelle Show.
No, it's not Chappelle Show.
That was...
Where did he get it from?
Prince. Oh, yeah. Oh, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Right.
Purple Rain. That takes us back to Minnesota.
That's right. That's all I'm saying.
Jungle Love.
Purify yourself in Lake... Oh, that's not Lake Minnetonka. Wrong lake.
Go purify yourself.
That's the wrong lake, chick.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, it wasn't the right lake. No, oh, okay, exactly. Okay. That's not it.
That's when the play Computer Blue. That is him. Chappelle Show. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, man. Speaking of Chappelle, I saw the, he was on, well, he wasn't on it, but the roast of Justin Bieber. Did you, have y'all seen that?
No. Oh, my God. I didn't see it.
Martha Stewart.
Killed, went off him?
Martha Stewart killed it. Shaq was on it. I don't know what he was saying, but yeah.
Speaking of, you were talking about celebrities, but did you hear about Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, he has AIDS or something?
He's HIV.
HIV.
Why am I not surprised? Are you surprised?
Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, just he's had it apparently for what, like 3 or 4 years?
Four
you
or
said?
5 years. But
who did he get it from? Bill Cosby or what?
Lord have mercy.
Probably.
No, he but probably from his mistresses or his goddesses.
He was paying top dollar to, you know, keep it hush hush for a long time.
Oh, really?
Some of his best friends started speaking out to the media.
Well, you know, and remember he did that interview where he was talking about how he was winning or by winning or he was a.
Winning.
Yeah, he kept saying that. I mean, he looked messed up then.
Well, he's always been he's messed up for a
he
while.
He's looked progressively drugs, worse. Yeah. I mean, you know, he kept saying that he was clean that day or and everything like that. Guy was totally out of it.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen's he's crazy. He cry cry.
And he used to, he was always like that clean cut guy from the 80s. I thought he was a good actor, but I mean, a good person, but anyway.
Carlos Estevez.
Carlos Irwin Estevez. Emilio Estevez and Martin Estevez, yeah, or whatever his Martin, dad's real name is. Yeah. They changed their name because they didn't think they would make it into acting. And Emilio was the only one who didn't change his name.
And
he had a good career for a while.
Not like Charlie Sheen, though.
No, not like Charlie Sheen.
If
he
changed his name to Emilio Sheen, then yeah, he probably would have had
a Emilio!
Name. He probably had to change Emilio, too, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlos Santana made it big with his own name.
Yeah, he's a musician, right?
Yeah,
yeah, he's a musician. That's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most, yeah.
But why would you look at Danny Trejo?
Who?
Danny Trejo.
He's not on Charlie Sheen's level.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Well, Eric Estrada is on his level.
Nah.
Chips? Nah. You like Chips?
Chips is my show.
Hey, you gotta like find the clip and put it on there.
What, Chips? Oh, yeah, you gotta find that. Yeah. No, I got that somewhere.
Yeah, you got that somewhere. I know you did because you liked that show. Or Starsky and Hutch or something.
California Highway Patrol, yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's so much stuff. I mean, I hear so much stuff. I had a lady come to me one time. I was a manager and she was like, I want to see the manager. I'm like, yeah, I'm the manager. And she looked me up and I was like, no, I want to see the other manager. And I was like, what other manager? Like the older gentleman. I'm like, what older gentleman? You know, I knew she was getting to. It was like older white guy. So it was like, and he was there. I was like, oh, he's not here. And she was like, I assure you, I can help you. You know, you can trust me. I'm the manager. I can help.
Right. You're trained.
I mean, I had to like convince her to like trust me. And she still, I mean.
And was she an older lady?
Oh, yeah. She was older. Yeah. It's always an older person that I go through that with. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Now that I'm at this age, I see truck drivers. When I was growing up, truck drivers were guys older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Now truck drivers
are younger than you?
Everybody's younger than me. Everybody's younger than me.
Kidding.
So that's why that lady said, well, I want to see the manager, thinking somebody older. And hey, at our age, everybody seems to be younger.
Right.
So. Yeah.
You baby boomers.
I don't know if she's thinking somebody older or somebody of a different color.
Well, maybe.
I was trying to figure when she said older gentleman. I was like, all right, I'm older than I look. So
that's just an ignorant response.
Yeah. I had a
she was cool. She was nice about it, but I was just like, I can help you.
I had a supervisor one time working for TGNY.
TGNY.
And he was, no offense, but he was a short guy.
What's wrong with short guys?
Nothing. But he used to make fun of me. He said, one time he was getting after everybody, and he called me out. And he said, first of all, I hate looking up at you. to you, at you. I said, okay. I said, okay. And then some time passed by, and we sort of became friends. And I walked up to him. I said, Mr. Grammer, yeah. I like the way you look up to me, whether you like it or not. Literally. Yeah. Oh, man. He called me every name in the book.
Not bad.
But we were cool.
With right.
It. But it happens. You can use it to your advantage or disadvantage. Again, referring to the color.
Yeah.
Also, it's stereotype world out there.
Yeah.
It just gets frustrating, man. I mean, yes. Like, it's daily. Like, daily. Sometimes even a couple times a day. When does it stop?
It doesn't stop.
So I'm just supposed to accept it?
Mm-hmm. You can't accept it.
I
can't just accept that.
I've always told Roel, nobody's better than you, but yet you're not better than anybody.
Right.
But people have to learn to respect.
That's regardless. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But it starts at home, and if you can be an educated person and not have any common sense.
That's true. I know a lot of those.
And you can be country and have the full respect of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything starts at home.
Yeah,
but there's some people that cannot accept change.
No, well, yeah, change is very hard for people.
And bringing religion into it a little bit, Proverbs, he who does not accept change is not a wise person.
That's true.
You have to, regardless, because it's coming. Anywhere, work, country, whatever the situation, there's change.
The only constant is change.
Basically. Yep, that is the one thing that is constant.
Yeah, one thing that's constant is change. Wow. I'm cool with that.
So what happened with that lady? So you solved her problem?
Oh, yeah, I solved her problem. Yeah,
and then she felt comfortable with him, I'm sure.
She still was kind of like, she still didn't trust that I got the job done, but I'm like, I'm on the phone with the person, like they're telling me they're taking care of the situation, you know. I don't know, but she was still apprehensive about it. So
apprehensive.
So when she was walking out, she was probably thinking to herself.
She was still doubting.
Maybe I can come back at a different time.
I said, "Here's my card. Come back and see me next month." I said, "If it makes you feel any better, I'll be here. Just come back and see me. Call me." So I had to give her everything, you know. So
give her everything in the kitchen sink.
Here's my address. Here's my phone number. You want my social security number, just in case, you know.
Whatever. Oh, wow.
No, you didn't give her. You didn't go the whole nine yards on that.
Yeah, I was just trying to make her feel as comfortable with me as possible. But I don't know.
But it happens daily.
Daily.
Yeah, it happens very. Yeah, he
less does. Less here in Texas than it was in Ohio. But yeah,
That was my next question.
Yeah, Ohio was. Yeah, it the was Midwest terrible. Is terrible. Yeah.
See, and I find that I when he told me that, I found it harder to believe that, just because I thought that it was more
what?
I don't know.
Diverse?
Yeah.
How's that?
I don't know. I just,
like, where would the diversity come from up north? Canada?
I figure when I was
I'm just saying that we're
eh? No, I'm
when scared. I was growing up, I figured that most people up north had a better
open-minded.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, there's a lot of, so it's 50-50.
Because this is more of like a, you know,
on that
elephant.
So I don't know what I'm going to get. But it's a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
So
definitely.
The 50-50 up there is a lot more people than down here.
Right.
So It's not like
I mean, that's crazy to believe, but crazy to hear.
Yeah. It's not like a lot of Hispanics in the Midwest. So.
Well, I mean, that I understand. I mean, I know, like, in Chicago, there is a lot of Hispanics.
Yeah, Chicago's a bigger city.
Yeah. You know,
there's places like the Indianapolis. Oh, yeah. There's some bigger cities that are diverse, but I think it's just like they've never had to be around that stuff, you know? Like, they think they're diverse.
They never experienced that.
Diversity to them is, to certain people up north, is, it's not like the same.
Archie Bunker.
I mean, I guess it's like diversity is different. To me, diversity is all races, all economics, everything. I don't think they look at it the same way all the time. Yeah. They say they want it, but then they don't want it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we want everybody to be equal. Yeah, we want diversity. Okay, well, but they only want a certain type of diversity. you're only willing to accept certain types of diversity. You have to be a certain type of diverse person.
That's true.
Like, that's not diversity. You're choosing the diverse. That's different.
Have you noticed that after 9/11, it seemed like the whole country was united?
And yeah,
all of a sudden,
it changed. Went back to what it was.
What I forgot about. Yeah.
And now, if it happens again, we're all united.
We're all united.
I don't think we're really united. I think it's just fake. You know.
No, I think now.
I care about you now.
Yeah, because of the laws, and what's happening. That's why. But I mean, but you're right. You're right.
I don't think we're united.
No. No.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's very unfortunate. Now, especially now with everything going on, it seems like there's more hatred in the world than I've ever felt it to be. But I think
it's the same.
Well, maybe it is for you. Maybe it is the same. But I mean, yeah. At the same time, 15 years ago, I wasn't paying attention to a whole lot of stuff. I was more
younger.
I was a lot younger. I wouldn't pay attention to a lot of things. But again, that back then we didn't have things like Facebook. We didn't have things like Twitter.
Right,
we didn't. News wasn't like plastered all over the place. Now it was like
instant
everywhere.
Messenger.
You had AOL Instant Messenger, MSN Messenger. But even then, I mean, it wasn't like that. But I mean, it's like in the last
you can
like,
put your opinion out there a lot more now.
Right? And like the last 5 days, I've seen so many negative things, and it's just like
People are stupid.
It's really stupid.
They talk all about the bad things, not the good.
Right. That's another one of the things.
Somebody said that they hate seeing the news because.
It depresses them.
Right.
It is depressing.
Yeah.
But you have to know what's going on out there in the world.
You do need to know what's going on.
Yeah. You need to know because I've ran into some people that said, what? When did that happen?
Because as you know,
stereotype like this.
Like the fear of the walking dead. Right? Yeah. Some zombies walking around. You don't even know what's going on. You watch the news. This guy got shot 20 times. He's still alive.
Survive.
He's like, why are they still alive? I don't get it.
As soon as I see that,
don't kill him. Yeah. He's fine. He's not. No.
Yeah, as soon as I see that, I'm out.
Well, I mean, that's probably how we would all react because we wouldn't believe it because we watched, 9/11 dead. That's not real.
So I'm going to ask both of you this.
Sure.
I'm just a guest.
I do like this. He's very proactive.
He is, isn't he?
I'm going to ask both of you this.
Quadruple OG.
Get out. Don't mean dogging my dad's age. I'll slap you around later.
In your opinion, I like the way you both of you look up to me.
And we're the same size.
No, but what I'm asking both of you is, in your opinion, what do you think should happen concerning...
Why are you pointing at me? So what should happen what?
Concerning give you the age.
Concerning
the
age. Everything.
Yeah, you're way older.
Age before beauty.
I'm old school. And I see things different.
Yeah.
In your opinion, you say that we're not united. So, be more specific. Why we're not? In what categories or what specifics? We're not united. The military, the government.
People. I'm not really talking about the government. I mean, I'm more into the people.
Yeah,
the government's a whole different issue. I mean, that's a different, whole different animal right there. I don't know. I just feel like people aren't together like we should be. You know, like you'll say Black Lives Matter, then people will question that. Like, well, all lives matter. Well, yeah. But how come you just can't? You know what I'm saying? See where we're coming from. Like, just see where I'm coming from. That's all I'm saying. Just see where I'm coming from. Feel us. Just feel me. Feel what we're saying. So I can feel what you're saying. But if you don't feel what I'm saying, guess what? I'm definitely not gonna feel what you're trying to say. So now we're not together.
Right.
Because you don't want to hear me. I don't want to hear you.
Well, I tell you what. If it wasn't for the military, where people that had never gone anywhere or seen anything else, only their own kind,
right?
They joined the military, and like we talked earlier about the guy from Detroit and the guy from North Carolina.
Right. Right.
I looked at him and said, "Whoa!" I mean. Like, for instance, I called one guy one time SOB, but the military terminology is mostly bad words.
Right.
But I
definitely a lot of bad words.
I just called him SOB, but, I mean, we were carrying on doing some maintenance on an airplane, and the guy, he was country. And he said, I think my mother was a fine lady. And nobody gives you the right to call her. But I had never stopped and thought about it.
That he never heard that.
What I was actually saying.
Yeah.
And people don't think about it.
No.
They don't. It's just like.
I think.
Automatic.
We should all study other. It should be a class where you have to learn about other cultures and diversity. I took a religious class where I had to go to a different religion and go to their
church,
yes, or mosque, or you know, synagogue, whatever it was, and I had, or Buddhist temple. So or we had to go there and just go to one of their services and just
did
see
you how pick the religion that you wanted, or it was just handed to you, or
no, you had to pick whatever you wanted.
Okay,
I chose the easy route, so I went to a mosque. So my sister's Muslim, so I kind of went that route. But
Muslim,
because you knew something about the
I knew
Muslim
something
religion.
About it. So and I knew where one was, and it was real easy to get to for me anyway at the time. So, so I went there, and it was different, and I was just like, wow, you know. But you know, say I went to a Jewish synagogue, I would have learned something different. Somebody went in my class went to a Buddhist temple.
I thought you were going to say they went to a Scientology church or something.
And that was around then.
No, yeah.
I mean, it was, but we didn't know
about it.
Some lady went to a Buddhist temple, and she was telling us what she experienced. It was just deep to hear what, you know, what other people do in different religions and cultures. Mm-hmm. And you got some information from that, and like, oh, they're cool.
Yeah.
I think everybody should have to do something of that sort.
Right. So But it's like you were saying, having an open mind. And I think that was good to know.
But if you're not forced to do that, or if you're not made to do that, how would you ever...
That's true,
like, too. I was trying to explain to this one girl and I used to work with about how I feel every day. When I was living in Ohio, everywhere I went, I was like always the only black person in everything.
Right.
Just about. Except for my neighborhood. But I left my neighborhood, went to work, one of the only black people. College, one of the only black people. Wow. So it was always, I was only one of the only black people. And there was a girl sitting there listening. She said, you know what? I remember that feeling. I was like, what you mean? She said, I went to a black college tour. A white girl. Mm-hmm. I went on a black college tour. And she was like, I was the only white person there. I said, how'd you feel? She said, it felt really weird. She said, I felt uncomfortable. People didn't even see me. They looked at me funny. If they did see me, I said, that's my life every day. And she's like, wow, that's deep. And I was like, imagine that.
I felt like that once. I went to Minnesota.
Minnetonka.
Near Minnetonka.
Lake Minnetonka.
We were in Twin Cities.
Mm.
And I had never, it was 2 weeks after 9/11, so I was terrified about flying. Never flown before. Well, we already talked about that. So we're there, and I call my dad or my mom just to touch base with them. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. Blah, blah, blah. So then, I was 19 at the time, so I was still really young. Mijito. Mijo, are you okay, mijo? Are you eating good? No, I'm kidding. No. And I told him, I said, there's only one other Hispanic or Mexican-American guy. This was a company meeting. And I go, the only other Mexican people or Hispanic people I'm seeing...
They're working there.
...are working and
they're
doing...
They're cleaning the trash.
Yep. And I go...
And they're cooking.
And that was like shock. That was like culture shock for me because I had never seen that
before.
That's
normal in the Midwest.
That's
where they expect y'all to be. And I'm like...
Yeah.
It's like, so I've been coming out here for 20 years, so I knew... Like, oh no, it's not, that's not how it is.
Yeah.
It's just how it is up here. Not how it is.
It was weird to me. So when I, it was an interesting thing because what do they think of me and this guy, JR, who's the only Mexican besides me that's working for the company, that's a manager. That's kind of weird. I feel weird. Anyway. Yeah.
I feel like everybody should have to experience another, like, entrenched in it, not just like, oh, I'm gonna go visit for a day. No, not the day, for the month.
And
go for like a month.
Yeah. And I bet that class that you took, whoever took this classes were all young people or older.
We were
people?
College, yeah, it was college.
Okay, that explains an older person would have not gone. They would have said, hey, we're set in our ways. I'm not going to go over there and hear their mouth.
Right.
It was for a grade. So yeah, there were older people in the class, though. I mean, you know.
Different nationalities?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely. So everybody was, it was a religion class. So
yeah.
It was Religions of the World or something like that. Mm-hmm. So.
But it was a good.
You had to write about it and everything.
Wow.
So it was
cool.
This one was one of my favorite classes just because it made me experience something I normally wouldn't have to experience.
It's an eye-opening
that's
experience.
One of the only few times, I think, that's the only time I've ever been to a mosque, actually.
No. You know, and there was another time, and I will say this, and it actually happened 2 years ago in Austin, where Val and I went to a restaurant in Austin before a concert, the Paul McCartney concert, actually, and we were the only two Hispanic people in there. And
why do I know all the words to this song?
Because it's Paul McCartney. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's.
It was weird.
But that was Michael Jackson, though, as well. That's why.
Paul McCartney singing first, actually.
Yeah, but Michael Jackson is the
man. Paul McCartney is the man. Anyway,
chose Michael Jackson first. Go ahead.
Well, he chose
it's
other.
It's a black thing.
MJ, that's right.
He chose other people first, too. Perfectly in the young. Anyway.
Go ahead.
I won't say anything anymore.
So you're going to Paul McCartney concert.
So we're there at the restaurant, and we're the only two Hispanic people in there. And we felt like all eyes were on us. And I'm like, this is weird. I feel uncomfortable being in here. I've never felt uncomfortable like that before.
When was this?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Wow.
I'm like, Austin's in weird.
Austin?
Yeah, I hate Austin. I can't stand Austin.
I love Austin.
I don't like it. I hate it.
Really?
Yep, I hate it.
I like Austin. We gotta go back.
I thought the people were rude over there. Anyway.
They're weird.
But I remember going back and we were talking about this, but I remember my dad, we went to a restaurant in Corpus, and I think, I can't remember where it was. We were still kids. We were young, and they never waited on us, and we left.
Yeah.
And it was
I've done that before.
And it was because I think because we were Mexican.
Mm-hmm. I've done it before.
I mean,
that's happened to me before. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, wow, I've never
American of Mexican descent.
Yeah, we have to be American for the Americans, and we have to be Mexican for the Mexicans. It's exhausting.
But yet, even in Mexico, sometimes they're pochos.
Yeah.
What's that?
Pocho means American Mexicans.
Oh, they don't like y'all?
No.
Kind of like how the Africans don't like black folks.
Yeah. They think they were too Americanized.
I didn't choose to come here.
Well, yeah. And it was like
my fault.
And even I don't know if we brought this up, but even Lisa, when she was in Florida, remember that?
The Cubans and the Puerto Ricans, everywhere we went, well, we grew up in Alice. We had to know English. So we practice English all the time. We go to South Florida. My daughter lived in Miami. Mm. And the Cubans and the Puerto Ricans, they would hate us when we spoke English.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning.
And I always said, hey, this is America. Learn English. Yeah, because this is the country. Even though it's, we have all kinds of people, but
you should know both languages. If you're going to,
if you can. Be here.
Yeah.
You hear that, Laredo, Texas?
If you can, I mean.
And they didn't like us.
Yeah.
They said, so we spoke in English, they spoke in Spanish.
So you didn't teach, y'all didn't teach Roel?
No, Spanish? they tried to. I was lazy about it. Really, dude.
Oh, my God.
I trust me, I wish that I could go back and.
Rosetta Stone.
It's never too late, but I was the laziest one.
Too late. My sister speaks Spanish.
Both my sisters do.
And you don't?
No.
Oh, you're terrible.
No, I can speak it to a certain extent, but I can understand it a lot. I understand it a lot better than I did 10 years ago.
Okay.
I always say that.
Comprende?
Yo comprendo. No, that was blow. Remember? El Padroni.
El Padroni.
A funny thing about this, our youngest daughter, Mari, played basketball at A&M International in Laredo. And 1 year they made the playoffs.
Laredo is terrible, by the way, the worst city in Texas.
And they had Dominican Republic, African, white, Hispanics. Mm. And at one particular time in the playoffs, all the Hispanic girls were playing. Dominican Republic, Brazilian, and so forth. And they were talking in Spanish. So the coach figured, well, the strategy is you girls talk in Spanish. And the other players didn't know what they were saying. Mm-hmm. So they got over on that game because they were speaking in Spanish.
When they started playing another Spanish team, then.
But it was up north in Kansas or somewhere.
You were talking about when she was at Southeast or that Oklahoma.
No, Eastern Oklahoma State.
Yeah, she went to Eastern Oklahoma State before she went to Laredo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this particular playoff game was Laredo.
Okay.
So, and in that situation, it helped that they were bilingual.
I would love to. I wish I could speak two languages. Yeah. Well, I speak Ebonics.
You do speak Ebonics?
And English.
And English. So. You know what Ebonics is?
I heard of it. I'm old school.
But it's
hey, I know slang.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what it is.
That's slang.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. See, if you would have said slang, I'd say, hey, man.
Chuck's my ninja. He knows all these things. So.
Jive, slang, Ebonics.
Yeah. Whatever works. My ex-son-in-law was Colombian, and we were in Colombia, and my compadres, consuegros in Colombia, they couldn't understand why we spoke two languages. Because to them I was talking in Spanish, but yet to my family I was talking in English.
Right. It's like Laredo, Texas. They
don't... And my compadre said, why is it that you speak two languages? Are you from Mexico? I said, no. I said, I'm from Texas. And they were impressed, and they said, the gringos, us Americans.
They called you gringos?
Yeah.
To them. I thought gringos was just white people.
No.
We refer to them like that here.
Huh?
In South America.
In South America.
Gringos are Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody from America.
You know what? I had to talk about somebody with it. We had an argument about that. Okay, so gringos is really...
Anybody from America.
But if you're in America and you're gonna
if me and him were talking, I said, hey man, the gringos are outside, we're referring to
Anglos,
white folks.
Yeah, white folk.
But in
they call
the rest of the world,
they call us
Central South America. Yeah. They're talking about Americans.
American. Gringos or Yankees.
Interesting.
But mostly gringos. And my compadre had to get up and talk to the people and so forth, and I was using my Tex-Mex, and then I said, well, I took 2 years of Spanish, I'll do my best. But they said, well, how come you, why two languages? I said, because that's the way it is where where we live. But what I'm saying is, if you can learn German and English, it's fine. If you can learn Swahili or Scandinavian or whatever, you're better off as a person.
Yeah, you are.
And you'll understand, and believe me, when you go to a different country and you try to speak their language, they'll treat you better.
Yeah, of course.
I saw that.
But people don't understand that.
But I was in France and they were speaking to us in French.
Really? Not German?
No. Mm. And the guy said...
That's the largest language in
France?
Europe.
Okay.
Most Europeans speak two or three different languages because the countries are so close.
Yeah.
And you have open borders. But they were talking to all of us in French, and I questioned why. And the guy said, well, if we go to America, we have to speak English. You come to France, you have to learn the language. I said, okay.
You want my money or what?
Yeah.
You better speak English to me, bro.
But then
you want my American dollars to your European
euro
is falling apart.
Well, I tell you what, it's funny you mentioned that because some gypsies were asking for money, and one of my friends was trying to give the gypsies some American dollars, and the gypsy looked at him and said, "No, I don't want American dollars. I want euros."
Yeah, it's worth more than a euro right now.
It's worth more than the American dollar.
Yeah, it is right now. You sure about that?
Oh, no. I mean, when I was
there. Okay, I was thinking right now, it might not be with Greece.
Well, Greece is bankrupt or something.
That's what I'm saying. With all that going
on. No, this happened in 2010.
Ah, okay.
But, and then I was in Portugal and in Spain, and of course, Portuguese is almost like Spanish.
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. Christopher Columbus was Italian.
Yeah.
Sailed for Spain.
I thought he was Portuguese and sailed for Spain.
No.
Or vice versa.
I think he was Italian.
Was he?
Italiano.
Well, whatever he was, he didn't discover anything.
So. No. Yeah, no, yes. He discovered how to get over on the king.
Exactly. Yeah. He did discover that.
Yeah.
Discover how to get rid of people.
Also, this is the way you do it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on him.
No, he already went off on Christopher Columbus. Huh?
Well,
I think everybody needs to learn other, because it opens your eyes to other I think everybody has something to learn from different cultures.
Open your eyes.
So,
abre los ojos.
I think everybody should have to like spend a month in the hood, right? Like
on WW White.
Is that the hood?
It's kind of a rough part here.
No, I mean like Houston hood. How about that? Like
I don't know if they're
Fifth War.
Nah, there ain't Fifth Wars over here.
No, you know
about
what?
New Orleans, no.
No.
Ooh,
if Dallas. You know what you want to learn about the Latin hood? You can go on military, man.
West Side?
Yeah. South Side over there.
Southwest Side. Oof. Yeah, it's rough out there.
It's rough over there.
Yeah, I worked out there for a little bit. Yes, yeah, it's but yeah, I mean,
they're hawking Easter baskets.
Always, I think people should have to go to like, you should have to substitute teach for like a month. Like it should be mandatory. You have to do that. Kind of like when you go to court or whatever,
right?
For jury duty, you should have to like substitute teaching in like a bad school district, so you kind of see how it really is, and you know that way you know what's going on. And,
yeah,
you know, get a feel of the kids, and kids are kids.
Yeah, oh yeah,
kids are kids.
It ain't their fault.
No, no, and everything starts at home.
Yeah, it does.
That's right.
I believe that. Look at Junior.
That's right.
What's that? Yeah, me.
I don't know what's wrong with him. Yeah.
That's oh it. Man, I'm a good man.
I was hard on him. Man. I said, that's hey, right. Dad, why are you hard on him? Man, it's supposed cold out there, baby.
Yeah, it's rough
it's
world.
Cold out there.
He used to always say that, man. Mm-hmm. So I understood, and then it's funny because sometimes just a little short little story. We were driving back home yesterday, and he's saying, you need to put gas in your car. Your gas light's on. I'm like, Dad, it's 30 miles to empty. You need to do it. You know? But I mean, I'm not making fun of him, but even though I'm 60, he's 63 and I'm 33, he's still
dead.
Still trying to, he's still schooling me. And well, that,
he's still Papi Santos.
Yep, he is. Pops. Hey,
Papi can be 150 and Junior can be 130 and still mijito.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad still, when I take him to the doctor, he still be like, you didn't stop at that stop sign. I'm like, oh, it was like a rolling stop. I was like, all right, Dad, my bad. So
hey, but the funny thing about this is you guys are going to find out.
I did the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't even want to think about that because
I said the same stuff my dad said to me, to my daughter and my son.
Yeah, Amelia is still a little itty bitty baby.
Yeah.
Well,
he'll get her.
And then you're going to go, hey, girl, it's cold out there.
Yep. I sound just like my dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just feel like you go, Chachi.
No, just some of the stuff my dad used to say to me.
Yeah.
You want to grow up and be stupid? I was like, I just said that to my daughter.
I'm telling you now so nobody else can tell you. Right. Or they're going to say, man, didn't they ever tell you when you were growing up? Or something like that.
Tough world to live in. And it's only going to get tougher. Dad, do you have anything you want to add? Before we wrap things up, is there anything you want to say?
We're going to see you for a while. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you for having me. It's been very educational. And just thank you. That's all I can say.
Well, thanks for being here.
I'm really glad that you guys met. I've been wanting to get you guys together and talk.
We talked on the phone at one time.
Yeah. We were barbecuing. You remember that? I put him on the...
I think he cussed me out or something.
No, he didn't. He asked you if you knew about... What was the street?
Oh, you were asking me.
105 and Superior in Cleveland. All you people out there in Cleveland, 105 and Superior.
Cleveland, C-Town.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's East Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spurs game was a great icebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. We had a good time.
Yeah.
A good time.
So, I'm going to ask you the dreaded question. Is there anything you would like to add, Pick, before we wrap up here, before I start the wrapping up, closing?
I think.
Last
I'm
time
gonna,
we got
I'm
it.
Going to hold back. Wait for the next episode.
I was like, we're going to wrap it up. Well, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I'm going to save it. We'll save it for the next episode.
We have like another 15 minutes.
We'll leave that one
alone. Yeah, man. Well... All right, folks, if you guys check us out on Twitter at Pick and Row Show, follow us on Facebook, check us out on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show, and follow us on Periscope. We do live broadcasts. We also have our own personal Twitter accounts.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. You can follow us on our own personal Twitter accounts at Roa Santos 81, and you are at C Pick Jr.
Yes.
Check us out. We're actually, they're linked together on our Twitter
are
handle.
They?
Yes, they are linked.
You think my... Twitter account?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that, bro? Who told you to do that?
I did.
I'm
the social media director for this. I run that operation. Right. Okay, folks. Well, Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, and check us out on Stitcher Radio. We're actually also on Acast if you guys are Android users. You can also use Acast application for podcasting. For Pick and Row, we're Pick and Row. Dad, thanks for being on the show, and
peace.
You swear on the Constitution of the United States to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Ain't no thing.
Would you describe, in your own word, what happened that night?
Check it, Blee. Bro was on. Didn't trip, but the folks was freaking, man. Hey, and the pilots were laid to the bone, home. So blood hammering out and jam, Jim. Shit, tighten that bad sucker side the runway like a mother. Shit.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause that was the day that my daddy died. Never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 eyes.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.